is Alistair Crook, and welcome to Master Puss Theatre, made possible by a grant from the Siamese Cat Lovers of the World and Catnip Growers Unanimous. And so we come to Catherine Howard, the fifth wife of Henry VIII. Catherine had been in the same court with Anne Boleyn, and I must confess, picked up some of her bad habits. As the scene opens, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the friend and trusted ally of Henry, approaches to tell him of the misconducts of Catherine, his fifth wife.
Oh, Master and Lord, could I have a word with you, sir?
I wish you'd try to get over that.
Sir!
Yes, you're in now. What is it?
Could you buy me some larger shorts? I'm dying here, and these old ones.
What is it that you want of me, Chancellor?
I hate to be the bearer of sad tidings, sir.
Do not breathe directly on me.
But your wife, the Queen Catherine Howard.
What now?
Remember Anne Boleyn back behind the bushes?
How could I forget Anne Boleyn back behind the bushes?
With the Duke of Gloucester?
Yes.
The Duke's back, sir.
You mean one more time?
No, sir. Four more times.
Where is she?
She's out in the study, sir.
Bring her to me instantly.
I'll fetch her, sir.
All right, get your hands off me. What do you want?
The king wishes.
Yeah, the king wishes. Always what
king
the king wishes.
Wish.
I'm sick up to here with the king, I'll tell you that right now.
I didn't need the part in the first place.
Is it true that you were seen playing patty fingers with the Duke of Gloucester? And there's some rumor that there's a little hanky-panky between you and the Prime Minister.
Yes, it's all true, Henry, me love. But remember, variety is the spice of life. Remember that, eh?
Do remember that on your way out, my dear.
And indeed, Catherine was on her way out. For her brief exercise...
I didn't need the part either, really.
For her brief exercise in democracy, Catherine paid a high price. For she indeed lost her life.